Hubhopper Originals.
To start your podcast for free, log on to studio.hubhopper.com.
Sean, it's an absolute pleasure to sort of sit down with you and talk about your new release, Sniper. And welcome to How's It Josh Season 2, your unbounded dose of Josh in association with Pan Out Media. Welcome, Sean.
Thank you, Omkar. And yes, the Josh is high and I'm excited. And I know the year has been a year where we have to keep reminding ourselves, how's the Josh? But yes, it's important to keep that enthu, you know, alive. And glad to be talking to you, bro. So let's get started.
Yes, definitely. That spirit is high and definitely I'm embracing it. Sure, Sean. Yeah. So Sean, like when we got to know that you have a new release, it was all in our head that it's going to be romantic, it's going to touch the core of our heart. But what a sexy surprise. Like, how do you come up with this like beautiful song, Sniper? Like there are bikini clad models, you're looking chivalrous. It's all mysterious and we just loved it. Please tell us, like, what was in your head when you came up with this?
Thank you so much. I wish there was something in my head. It was just something I wanted to do that was different. You know, I've been doing a lot of these romantic songs, been featuring in the videos. And, you know, people have kind of sort of over the years, you know, sort of put me in that box, so to say, that, ha, Sean ka gana is tarah ka hoga, you know, is tarah ke koi gaane honge, usme kuch soft lyrics honge, and, you know, there he will be doing his thing. So I just wanted to do something different, which I would also, you know, find challenging, as well as for the audience, they'd find something that would, you know, completely shake them off that that fixed idea that agar Sean ka gana hai, to is tarah ka hi hoga. Also, I think that it's very important for every artist to keep experimenting from time to time. And, you know, the great thing about music is that it's just one single. It's not your life. It's not a, you know, life choice you've made. So if you can pull it off, I just felt the genre was very exciting. Initially, I've always found that a little frivolous. And I thought, ke kya hai, you know, Punjabi gaane mein hip hop dal ke, kuch usme English words dal ke. You know, why do, you know, people like that so much? But I figured if something is working, there is something about something that people really enjoy. So I said it's best to try and work on the genre. And I lucky to have this very very versatile writer Kuwar Juneja ji, who's written some beautiful songs for me, beautiful love songs for me, who also said let's do something quirky, let's do something crazy, and you know he came up with this song Sniper, and so we put it on to the beats, and I made a tune that I thought had, you know, very interesting phrasing and something, you know, on a pitch that I generally don't sing on. So all in all, it was an experiment. And of course, the video part was all the making of the director, Mehul Gadani. He does a lot of these Punjabi videos and he's saying, he thought, Dada kuch alag karte hain, you know, enough of that, hiding behind
hiding behind the trees.
So yeah, I mean, getting this whole Dawn avatar was totally his idea. I just went with the flow. You know, we went to Goa. We were meant to do 3 videos. So there wasn't much time to get into the details. Jaisa bolta raha, main karta gaya. And I think that's what happened.
Yeah. So finally, you broke the ice. Was there sort of a pressure while you performed into the Sniper thing?
It was because, you know, that whole, to keep a straight face, that attitude and, you know, to look very sort of nonchalant with all, like you said, these, firang bikini clad girls around me is not exactly my face. But since I was playing, you know, I was meant to be this kind of international Don kind of a character.
Right.
So I just try to do a little, you know, acting.
Yeah, a pleasant change.
I hope so. But it was fun. And you know what? People will remember the stuff that sticks out. They don't remember the stuff that is, you know, part of the same space. So I think Sniper is one such song or single that, you know, even now, wherever I go, hey, Sniper, I guess. Sniper, I don't know. But it's definitely created a bit of a stir.
Definitely, it has. And basically, it's sexy and that mysterious touch which is given. That was like not expected, but it really went well. To be very honest. Right.
Yeah, glad. Yeah. See, you know what it is? It's about connecting and staying with the trends and finding out what works, what doesn't. You know, if you don't actually jump into the deep seas, you'll never know whether you can swim or not. So I just gave it a shot. And I know for a fact that the genre is massive. I mean, if you look at all the, you know, all, they keep saying all these views are bought and this and that. But, you know, somewhere there is an audience. And as long as you can keep your, you know, as a singer, as a composer, you know, I got to keep it original. I got to keep it real. And once I can do that and I can kind of, you know, do on, you know, kind of adapt to different genres, it gives me a lot of pleasure in doing that.
Very true, very true. And as an audience as well, we have really enjoyed it and we really liked it, man.
Thank you, Amkar. Thank you so much.
And Shan, like right now you're 48, you have created a stir in the industry. The songs that you've sung have resonated with the masses, like, you know, and they'll be always our favorite. So what do you have to comment about your journey so far? It's definitely a worthwhile journey. Like, you know, it's so amazing. It's so nostalgic when we look back and sort of hear your songs. So what do you have to personally comment about it? It's definitely a fruitful one.
No, definitely at 48, if I could pull off something like that, I thought I should do it now before whatever is going on this soul, you know, I'm kind of managing to keep myself looking youthful and young. So whatever the secret is, even I don't know. But before that runs out, before I suddenly turn into an old hag, I said, let me have some fun. And then, you know, you know, life is there. But I think what my journey, or like you know, in your question, you mentioned, I don't really look back much. I don't keep notes. I don't keep record of how things have been so far. Mm-hmm. I love to live the moment and I love to keep looking at all the wonderful things that are left to do. So I think that's just the way it's been. I've always gone with the flow. I've never had a plan, but I've always been open to new ideas. And which is why, you know, a lot of people have not been able to put me in a specific bracket or a specific box. And I'm happy about that. You know, yeah. I've been able to reinvent and readapt to whatever is the moving situations. Agreed, there are a lot of things that are not in my control. Like a lot of people keep asking me, why don't I do enough Bollywood songs? I mean, I'm totally all game and gung-ho to do it. I mean, you know, Bollywood is what's made me the household name that I am today. But if they don't get me the offers, I'm not going to sit and wait and, you know, just twiddle my thumb until, you know, someone calls me to sing a song for a film. I have enough to do with my time. And so I'll keep, you know, just creating stuff. I have a studio at home. I have a gym at home. I'm very lucky, very fortunate to have a family that is very supporting and very, you know, sort of real, you know, so it keeps my head on my shoulders and feet on the ground. And I love staying creative. I love staying busy. I never shy away from a challenge or from, you know, mehnat karne se, you know, you shouldn't be afraid. Okay. Like, yeah, 48 is a number, but nothing has changed really. I feel like the journey has just begun. A lot more to do. So I don't really look back at what has happened much. I'm very, very grateful, very thankful that things have been smooth and great. But there's no point in reminiscing and...
Right, you know. Right. I really like the concept that you said that, you know, looking forward, you're always sort of ready to embrace the new ideas that are coming. And maybe 48 or 84, I think Shan is just going to, like, you know, shine.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, that feels good. But not at 84. I'm going to take a break at some point. But I'm not about to hang my boots just now. I think I still have a few good years left me. I feel as a singer, as a, you know, as a creative person, I feel like I'm peaking at the moment. So there is no slowing down for now.
There is no slowing down. Very, very true. And Shan, like, do you listen to the music of the newbies in the industry? Like, we have Darshan, we have Arjun Kanungo, and we have, like, some great singers in the industry. Do you sort of listen to their songs?
Totally, totally. I mean, I'm listening to some really, really good songs, and I'm glad with the whole non-film, the non-film creators, the content creators who are making music without being attached to movies. I think it's brilliant. It allows them that freedom to, you know, express their own personal, you know, sort of take on music, on whatever they're singing and talking about. I especially enjoy this whole new, this genuine rap community that has come in, you know, what with Divine and Izzy and all, Ami Bey and all these, you know, I wouldn't call them boys because they've been around for a while, but finally, unka time aya hai and they're making the best of it. And so, yeah, be it the EDM, the nuclear kind of genre of music, which is, you know, less song and more beats, because it gives you that rush. It gives you that sort of want to get on the dance floor and just, you know, move yourself.
So yeah, very true.
I'm very all ears to all the new genres, all the new stuff. I also find that, you know, when I read a few comments and people keep calling the new singers auto-tuned singers, I find that very unfair because a lot of them, I've heard them live and they're very good. You know, they pitch really well.
They do.
You know, recently, I met up with Jonita for a television show. And every time she sang, even if it was just casually explaining a line to someone, she was bang on pitch perfect. So I think it's a little unfair for a lot of the singers of this generation who've been tagged by this auto-tune generation of singers. I think it's very unfair to them. And people should stop doing that and you know, take each one individually. You can't, you know, just sort of generalize this thing. And, you know, I find a lot of great talent in today's times.
Yeah, so, true. And as you said, like, you know, you recently met Jonita, and definitely she has a very beautiful voice. She's doing great. But when it comes to sort of working with the newbies, do you sort of feel that pressure or do you sort of feel that competitive space there? Like in good terms.
Not really. I mean, there's no pressure. There's no competition. You know, I genuinely believe that, you know, in terms of commercially, my best times are behind me. You know, people, once you've kind of achieved a certain space for yourself, you know, a certain place in this whole whatever scheme of things, after that, it's just time to have fun and enjoy yourself. And, you know, for me now, there is no pressure of peaking again. It's not like, oh, I'm going to, you know, I want to be that same Shan from, say, you know, the mid 2000s, 2005, 2006, where I was a part of every film, every song I did was doing well. And everyone has their time, and you got to go with the flow. So there's no question of competing with the newer generation. But I learn from them whenever I have an opportunity. If I can, you know, share my experience with them in terms of, you know, throw in terms of how they can sing better, I'm always happy to share that with them. And a lot of them, you know, there's so much of respect and love for me in the industry that I feel very welcome and very, you know, glad to be a part of this wonderful, wonderful fraternity. Yeah. At the same time, what I feel today is that the singers are not getting to exploit their own originality enough. Most of the male singers are sounding a certain type. The kind of songs that they are singing are all, you know, kind of limited to, you know, if it's a minor scale, then all the notes in the song are on the same scale. So when it comes to singing something intricate, when it comes to singing something that is out of the box, a lot of them seem to face trouble doing that, which is something that I believe that, you know, you have to do your basic training, your riyaz, your foundations have to be strong. And of course, while you know, a lot of the new singers today are very sort of conscious of the texture, the vibe, the sound, range. But they haven't been working on detailing. When I meant by detailing is that, you know, that there are passing notes. There are notes that may not be in the same scale, but they just make the song sound beautiful. So they got to spend a little more time doing their voice modulations and their practice. That would make a huge difference. But at the same time, the issue is not just with the singers, it's also the compositions. The compositions are becoming more and more, you know, what should I say, predictable. So, you know, a singer is not getting enough opportunity or enough experience in singing songs that are unpredictable.
Right. And Shan, very true. Yeah. I mean, I was about to touch this point. Like, what has changed comparing the back times and the times that are now? As you said, talking about the exposure and talking about the originality. And also, I think the social media has got to play a very vital role in making someone more popular, even with or without talent, I would say. Like, not offending anyone, but definitely, as you said, like, you know, there's so much more that they need to work on in certain intricate parts of the song, but they're just making the sound, well and just putting it across. So definitely, as you said, I think there's more exposure, there's more originality and this foundation that they need to strive and sort of work on.
True. No, see, it's all about, you know, perspective. Now, if an artist is very glad and very thrilled that he or she has millions and millions of followers on social media and any song they put out becomes, you know, a massive hit, then, you know, there is, I mean, they can, you know, they can just put a very blind ear to whatever I'm saying. If that is their, you know, final destination, that I am a very, very popular artist and, you know, people love me. The scary part here is that, say, in about 3 or 4 years, there is another artist who is in a similar zone, but younger, probably cuter, probably better looking, probably more active on social media. I mean, how long can you keep churning out the same stuff? How long can you keep making the same song and expect the same kind of a reaction? You have to understand that the audience is obviously not musically, you know, educated and you know, they're loving it because it's working. but you can't enjoy having the same, like you can't keep having biryani every day, right? So right. Eventually you're going to find someone who's going to put that little berry pulao on the biryani. They're going to move there. So you need to keep also readapting, you know, keep growing as an artist, because it doesn't matter how much of love you get from the people. I mean, you know, I could have just sat back and said, yeah, great. You know, this is the kind of songs I sing and I'm just going to keep singing that. And, you know, I'm sure I've made this fan base. And every time I do that, I'm going to get, you know, that same love and adulation from that fan base. But as an artist, as an individual, I need to grow. I need to find new avenues as a singer. So I need to keep reinventing myself. So if you look at it from that perspective, that, you know, you've been kind of doing the same thing, you're not growing enough, then of course, what I'm saying will help. That if you, you know, do more riyas, you work on your detailing, you kind of, you know, find a different range for your voice. And that way, you know, you move that paradigm shift, whenever that happens, you're ready to go with it and you're ready to, you know, sort of stretch your career, stretch your singing abilities for a few more years.
Very true. Very true. I completely resonate with what you said. And Sean, I think this is the right moment for me to ask you, like, you know, we have spoken about the beautiful release that you have done, Sniper. And this is a very mainstream question that I want to ask you. Sean, at this point of time, if I ask you, like, what are you in it for? So what would your answer be? Because, you know, everyone is here with a purpose, maybe for the fame, maybe for the numbers in the bank, maybe for XYZ thing. But at this point of time, if I ask you, like, what are you in it for? What would your answer be?
Well, at this point of time, what I'm really, every day is a new day. Every, you know, day is exciting. And I'm here just to keep that excitement alive. I'm here to kind of keep keeping my positive attitude going. But there's no real agenda, so to say, honestly, Omkar, I don't know. It's like, you know, I'm happy to just keep this balance. I have a beautiful family. I have great friends. You know, I'm loved by the fraternity and the people. I don't want to lose this by doing something drastic and crazy. But at the same time, I want to be very, very comfortable in my skin. I want to, you know, try whatever I want. You know, people will say what they have to say, but I don't want to stop, you know, just living in life. Yeah. Call it experimenting or just trying different things within the realm of not going too crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, honestly, I didn't get the phrase you used. I couldn't hear you clearly when you said what is the word you used?
What are you in it for?
What are you in it for? Yeah. Okay. No. I'm in it to make my today exciting.
I'm definitely going to make a note of this. I think that's very crazy, right? Because every day we sort of get up and we should have some motivation. And the motivation should be like, let's make today more perfect. Let's make today more exciting than what it was yesterday.
Yeah. And you know what? It's a strange, I don't want to, I love playing with words, but this is it. I am in it.
Oh, yeah.
In it. This is the moment and I am in it.
In it. Very true.
So
very
right
true.
Now, I'm talking with you.
Yeah, I am in it.
Yeah, that's it.
I
don't have hidden agendas in life. If I do this, where does it get me? You know, if I'm at point B, will it help me get to point A? But
right.
I've never seen it like that. But somehow it's always got me to point A because I've been in point B. So that's the point. If you miss out on what is going on now and just keep thinking of what is going to be happening tomorrow and will this help me get there, then, you know, there's a good chance that you're not doing what you're doing right now with all your, you know, with all your passion. So there's a good chance that you're not going to get there tomorrow because you've lost that spark and that passion to live the moment. So I've gone a little elaborate on this because I just wanted to make my point a little more clear.
I think there's no point in chasing something ahead. Like, let's just do the present perfectly. And I think future will all of a sudden assemble itself.
True, because this present is eventually going to be future. If you keep living the present, that future is going to be in your present and it's going to be wonderful.
Wonderful. Very true. And Sean, like, if I could ask you, like, what would be your advice or what would be your message to all your fans and all the upcoming artists? Because they're definitely looking forward to you as you have done some great work. So what would your advice or the message be?
Well, I just like to tell them to stay open to every kind of music. Don't, you know, ever close your mind, to ever be cynical about any genre, so to say. See, there are good songs, there are bad songs. There is nothing as a bad genre. There's nothing as a, oh, you know what, hip hop is just rubbish, or you know, EDM is just stupid. I mean, you can't, you cannot abuse the genre. Yes, if within that thing you hear something that is very, very kind of done to death, there is no originality in it, there is nothing new in it, it's just a whole bunch of cliches put together, and you know, you as an artist feel that, oh, you know, this is like such a formulaic song, then yes, it makes perfect sense to say that, okay, I didn't find anything new, I didn't find anything exciting. But just to, you know, trash a song because it belongs to a certain genre, like I hate dance music, so I'm not going to listen to this song, that's crazy. As an artist, you have to be open to everything, and it's very important to have fun. If you're not having fun, and you know, you just think music is something that is very serious, very, very, you know, a lot of them think it comes from a very pure, divine place.
Yeah.
Then you're just being pretentious. You're just being pretentious, because music, you know, as a personality, we have so many different moods, so many different spaces that we want to be in, and so is music. Music just can't be this one thing. So, you know, but wherever it is, the passion has to be important. Like your show said, the Josh, you know, so the Josh has to be
there. Josh has to be there.
True.
Sean, like definitely everyone goes through sort of ups and downs in their life. Like everyone has their popularity, their fame, and there are certain songs which do not go well. And right now I've seen this this major trend, like, you know, in the industry, being chatting along with the newbies, the new singers, that when there is a popular time, when they're like uptime, everybody's so happy, social media is looking very pretty. But when it is downtime, they're like, certain views are not achieved, certain checks are not received, there's sort of a lot of depression that just dives in. So how do you, what would be your sort of thought process to sort of deal with the challenging times?
No, I'll be honest, see, there was a time, say post 2010, 2012, where suddenly, you know, Bollywood turned its back on me in terms of the kind of numbers of songs that I was getting. Like you said, I don't really care about the likes and comments and stuff, but definitely checks were not being received. So in that sense, not really the checks, but what I meant was, you know, I wasn't getting enough. The same composers who, you know, would, you know, cast me in songs in almost every other film, turned back to cast me in the next movie. So I was definitely, you know, was there something personally wrong? Did I, you know, rub people off the wrong way? And I never got answers to that.
Because these are the thought every newbie singer has.
Yeah, I've never really pushed for, you know, I want bigger monies, or thrown attitude, or not being able to, most important, not being able to, you know, achieve the song that they want me to sing. You know, whatever the song is, the scale of the song, the style of the song, I've always been able to deliver. So I don't know what really happened there. And that really bogged me down. It really got me thinking, you know, what's going on? You know, is this personal? Why would they do that? But, you know, a little introspection and keeping things, I realized that, you know, you have to always give the person the benefit of the doubt. You got to, you know, look for answers that don't always suit yourself. And, you know, you then have to accept it. And I accepted the fact that, yes, as many songs as I sang through 2000 to 2010, it's not going to be the same way. And when a door shuts, you got to, you know, look at another door that has opened up for you. You got to see the other opportunities that are available today. And that's when I got into doing my own songs, started composing. And, you know, when you start something new, you don't get success immediately. Yeah. And you're starting almost from fresh. So even the whole composing process, it took me a while to understand what kind of songs work for you and work for the audience. And now I've been composing songs that are more, you know, commercially viable too. People enjoy the composition. And I know for a fact that, you know, the one thing that I want to achieve is complete originality. I don't want someone to hear my song as a composer and say, oh, ye gana usne wahan se utha hai, which a lot of people are doing. Or, you know, songs that are in that same zone, that same exact thought progression. You hear one song and you hear another song and you can't tell the difference. So I don't want to make songs like that. But at the same time, I don't want to make songs that are so, you know, vague or so pretentiously different that people don't connect with it. Okay. So even for newbies, even for, like you say, newbies or whatever, I mean, you know, whoever are starting off now, I want to tell them that you have to always look within, accept whatever has happened, and remember there will be a new opportunity when one opportunity shuts down. So don't look at that as the end, look at that as the beginning of something new.
Very true. Very true. I think the way you sort of put it across and the way nicely you have sort of elaborated it, and I think it's much appreciated, Shant. Like, thank you so much for putting it across in this way, so that, you know, even the it's sort of in a layman's term and everybody can sort of absorb.
No, I mean, I've lived this this doctrine, so, you know, which is why I wanted to then put out my story a little bit, so that they know that, yeah, that was the phase. And for a lot of artists at that point, it could get very frustrating when you really don't have an answer to, you know, why this is happening with you. But if you just look at it simply that, you know, let's not seek the answers to that question, but let's seek an answer to what can I do now. And there were enough solutions to that. I danced in a reality show. I just did stuff that was out of the box. And I figured that, you know, I have to get my self-belief and I have to keep my self-belief intact. And I know whatever I do, if I do it to my best of ability, if I do it to the best of abilities that I have, I will be able to achieve something. So we cannot get negative. We cannot be down, and we can be down, but let's not be out.
Yeah, very true. Right, Shan. So Shan, I must say that, you know, this was really a wonderful chat wherein we spoke about Sniper and as well as we got some great wisdom about life and about the career journey that you had sort of shared with us. And Shan, like, Sniper has crossed like 3 million plus views on YouTube and is doing extremely and exuberantly well. And
thank you so much
for being on.
I'm much more glad about the way it's doing on the streaming sites as an audio. At the end of the day, of course, you know, you make the video to, you know, you grab that attention, but eventually you want people to hear your song.
Right.
So I'm glad that it's doing really well on the streaming sites. Yeah. As
like,
well.
Do you sort of go and check it like every day? Is that something that you follow the trend?
Oh, no, I have. I get feedback.
Yeah. Definitely. Sure then. Shan, it was really great catching up with you and talking about this wonderful space.
Thank you, Omkar. Thank you so much for having me on your show, and keep the Josh alive, as they say. So.
Very true. Maybe 48 or 84, Shan is going to shine.
Oh, yes. I got to keep that belief alive in me.
Right.
And each of us should. Every one
of us should. Right. So thank you so much, Shan.
Thanks.